Welcome to today's Let's Talk Indianola. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Warren County Senior Meals Site Director Joe Birmingham about their volunteers and Volunteer Appreciation Night. The Warren County Meals on Wheels and the Meals Site honored their volunteers who are very important. Tell us a little bit about why you wanted to go about honoring these people who work so hard.
Yes, every April is Volunteer Appreciation Month, and this year we just weren't able to fit our appreciation dinner into April, so we're doing it a little late this year, but we still want to honor our volunteers that deliver Meals on Wheels, some of them 5 days a week. Every year we try to have a big dinner and some entertainment for our volunteers.
Well, talk about how important they are. I mean, basically a lot of the volunteers, you know, keep the services going, keep this place running.
That's right. Our service runs on volunteers. Our volunteers do not get paid. They are doing this on their time. A lot of them are doing it on their lunch breaks. They deliver meals on their lunch breaks. We truly, truly appreciate everybody out there that does this, because these people that are shut in would not receive their meal and sometimes not see a person all week if it wasn't for our volunteers going in there and giving them their meal, saying, good morning, how are you? Do you need anything? Whatnot. Anybody that would like to volunteer, we would love to have you. If you'd like to contact me, my name is Joe. I'm at 961-1155, and I would love to set you up with one day a week or even one day a month. Whenever you can do it, we would love to have you.
And this could be done on an individual basis or as a business basis, too. I mean, sometimes a lot of businesses kind of come through and want to deliver meals for a day or a couple days.
That's very true. A lot of the banks, their volunteers do it on their lunch breaks. A lot of the churches, they set up people to come and deliver. Yes, any business can do it. The meals leave here at 10:30, and it usually only takes an hour to deliver them.
Talk about what the volunteers do on a day-to-day basis. You talked about not just giving the meals, but providing kind of that person-to-person contact.
Absolutely. When they knock on the door, they go in, they give the person their meal, and a lot of times that person hasn't seen anybody all day or all week, and they just want to see what's going on in the world. It's just a human person to touch base with and bring some normalcy to their day.
Well, if I maybe didn't want to, you know, go deliver meals, I could still volunteer here at the meal site, correct?
You could. I have a few volunteers here that wipe off tables for me. They help me clean up. They sweep the floor. They take the garbage out. They just do anything that they feel they can do while they're here.
Well, talk about some of the community events that you have going on here and why people and why seniors in the community choose this site to kind of come out and be social a little bit.
We would like to get more involved with the community. We'd like to get more people involved with the senior meal site. A lot of people don't even know it's here. It's for anybody over 60. It's at the administration building in the old auditorium part, which is beautiful in itself. For people that used to go to school here and stuff, they like to come out and see it. It's for anybody 60 and older. Income has nothing to do with it. We serve at 11:45 Monday through Friday. We would just love to have you come out. We'd love to get more involved with the community. Just come on out and see us. We'd love to have you.
Well, it's a good place to make some friends as well. So
absolutely.
Talk about what you do in kind of coordinating some of these things and just kind of your interaction with what's going on.
I'm the site manager. This July, I'll have been here 20 years, so I've had a lot of time with some of these people, and it's just like having lots of grandparents around me every day. I love what I do. I love the people I work with, and I just kind of keep things rolling around here. I just, if anybody needs help, and I jump in, and I take care of all the scheduling and answering the phones and kind of the office part.
All right. Well, just one more time, go over what a volunteer would do on a day-to-day basis, what time they'd start, when they'd start delivering meals, and how to get in contact with you if they want to come volunteer.
Okay, yes. Volunteers show up about 10:30. They pick up their coolers that have their hot meals in them and their cooler with their milk and their dessert and stuff in it. They take it out. They go house to house. I give them a book that has the person's name and addresses in it. They deliver the meals. Like I said, it takes about an hour, and then they return it to me, and they're done. That's all they have to do.
All right, and how should they get in contact or learn more?
They can contact the Senior Meal Site at 961-1155. I am here 7:30 to 1, but even if it's after hours, please just leave me a message, and I'll get back to you the next day.
Thanks to Joe Birmingham for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.